At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The BMW i4 M50. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Experience the power of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. The complete suite of intuitive technology keeps you connected. The pure performance keeps your heart racing. The BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, recording today on nofilter.net. And you can find my podcast now on YouTube. Just go to at Hank Haney Podcast on YouTube if you want to watch a video version of it, and I'm glad to be on there. You can also obviously find my podcast wherever you find your podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple, wherever you find your podcast, Spotify, just check it out and you'll find the Hank Haney Podcast. Brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That's my website. That's where you can go to find out information about golf lessons for me. And you can also register for my free instructional videos. They go out once a week if you need some help with your golf game. It is just about golf season everywhere. And actually, very warm the last week up in Chicago. I saw people sneaking out on the golf course. Never remember that when I was a kid, sneaking out in February. But it'll be here before you know it. And hopefully it's going to be your best year ever playing golf. All right, today I want to talk about an interview I saw with Jon Rahm. Of course, everything that people are talking about in golf has to do with the LIV. I mean, it's all anybody talks about. So Jon Rahm gets interviewed by ESPN, and they ask him the obvious questions. You know, why did you go to LIV? He gave a great answer. He said, I went to LIV because of the money. It's all about the money. And he said, money and more time, basically more time to himself, more time with his family. I have been saying this since day one. I have said that anyone who didn't take an LIV offer, I'm sure they all had their reasons, but that decision is coming back to haunt every one of these guys. They had a chance to work less, get paid more. And like Jon Rahm said in his interview, he said, I don't know about you, but to get paid more and to work less sounds like a good deal to me. I don't know who wouldn't think that, you know? I mean, if you're making, you know, $50,000 a year and somebody tells you they're going to pay you $200,000 a year and you're going to work less, I mean, who wouldn't do that? And that's the point that Jon Rahm made. They asked Jon Rahm, why were you hesitant to go to LIV? What were you worried about? And the first thing he brought up was media backlash. So it has worked. The plan of the PGA Tour that they had from day one to squash the LIV and to keep players on tour by media backlash and colluding with the media, the corrupt golf media, that definitely worked. But once the initial players had gone and players realized, okay, you know what? The first guys took the big heat. I'm just going to maybe take a little bit of heat. You know, I got to do a couple interviews, one interview when I go, another, maybe another couple interviews. He's probably done his last one where they're going to ask him that question again because he just did the ESPN interview. And it's done. And it's fine. You know what? And John Rahm said, you know, my responsibility is to take care of my family and myself. And he's a very nice guy, very humble guy. I'm a huge John Rahm fan. And he said, you know, I know we're very fortunate. We're very, you know, we're very privileged. I get that. But it's still my responsibility to take care of myself, and my family. And I, you know what? I don't know how anybody could argue with that, with that statement. I mean, it just, to me, it makes total sense. John Rahm, they asked him, how has your life changed in the last year? Once again, a point I keep making over and over again, John Rahm, after he won the Masters, and he'd already won the U.S. Open. Now he won the Masters too. And he said, you know, your notoriety changes, your status changes. It's the majors and the Ryder Cup. Like I've said so many times, it's the majors and the Ryder Cup. Those are the events in golf that elevate a player's status. Your legacy. Legacy. Unless you're Tiger Woods, you're going to win 82 times on the PGA Tour, or if you're going to win at least 10 times on the PGA Tour and multiple major championships and make it to the Hall of Fame, what else is there? Major championships, Hall of Fame. That's all there is. So to win a tournament on the PGA Tour, you can say you won on the PGA Tour. You got a paycheck for it, but it doesn't set you up for life like winning a major does. And winning a major championship gives you an opportunity to reap the rewards. And the LIV is one of those rewards right now. They asked John Rahm about, you know, his thoughts on the fact that he had originally said he would be, you know, staying on the PGA Tour. He's loyal to the PGA Tour. He said everything changed when the Public Investment Fund and the PGA Tour got together and said they were going to negotiate together and try to come to an agreement. Everything changed right there, which everybody knew that's when everything changed, okay? And that was another great statement by John Rahm. But it just confirms what we already knew. The players got backsided by the PGA Tour. And it that opened up negotiations again as soon as they did that. And you know what? I'm sure those negotiations are ongoing. I don't think they're gonna stop. They asked John Rahm about how it's been received with his peers, and particularly Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods. And he said Rory was publicly backed him, which he did. And he did the same thing privately, which you would expect. Rory has softened his stance. He's changed his tune. He's done the flipper flopper. And, you know, don't be surprised if he's not 1 foot out the door, too, because it sure sounds like he could be. I mean, he's not locked in. I can tell you that much. He may not be out. He's more than 0% chance out. You can take that one to the bank for sure. And in fact, Rory himself in the interview he did, you know, when they asked him at the Cognizant tournament, they said, you know, Chubby Chandler said that you might be going to LIV, but then he said later in his interview that, you know, there's only a 10% chance. And Rory said, well, it's probably somewhere in between. And the media laughed it off. The corrupt golf media laughed it off. But, you know, they said, oh, maybe he wasn't serious. Oh, I don't know about that. I would take him very serious on that. I would take him very serious. They asked John Rahm, what about Tiger Woods? And he said, well, I tried to reach out and no response. Okay, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, I'm going to come to Tiger's defense here. If Tiger reaches back out to John Rahm, what's he going to say? I thought you shouldn't go. You know, why did you do that? Okay, now John Rahm's, when they ask him that question, he's going to say that. And that kind of, that doesn't make Tiger look great. You know, he's standing in a guy's way to make money, and you've made all this money in your career. What's the matter with that guy making money? So he's a loser if he says that response. If he says, hey, I understand why you went, you know, take care of your family, good luck. If Tiger does that, then John Rahm says that. And then that's basically saying, you know, Tiger's saying, well, it's okay if you leave, and then more guys will leave. So I don't think Tiger really could say anything in that kind of a situation. He said everything he could say, which was nothing. You know, that just kept it kind of neutral. So, you know, Rahm probably thinks, well, he's not happy about it, but, you know, he probably deep down understands. And that's understood. Tiger's never been a guy that would converse a lot with guys that he thought were his real peers. Okay, you know, he knows John Rahm's a great player. He knows Rory's a great player. Tiger got closer to Rory later in his career. I remember when Rory McIlroy is a young golfer. I don't know, he's 18, 19 years old. And Mark O'Meara went up to Tiger one day and he said, man, Tiger, he said, there's this kid in Ireland, great young player. And Mark gets so excited, you know, and he was like, this kid's going to be great. He's got talent like you do. And he's just, you know, and of course, in Mark's mind, you know, nobody's going to be as good as Tiger, but Tiger doesn't like, he didn't like competition, okay? I mean, you got to squash competition. You got to destroy competition. That's what champions do. So when Mark's going on and on, and Mark says, you know, hey, you know, maybe we could play with this kid at the Masters in a practice round. And I'm listening to this. I'm listening to Mark go on and on. I know how Tiger is. I'm thinking, Mark says, maybe we could play a practice round at the Masters. I'm thinking, there is no chance. I mean, there is zero possibility. 0.0 that Mark O'Meara is gonna get Tiger Woods to play a practice round at the Masters with Rory McIlroy. No chance. Why would Tiger do that? You've just gone on and on and on about how talented this guy is. Why would Tiger help out his competition by, you know, playing a chummy practice round with him, letting him see up close what he's doing and helping him out? Not gonna, and it didn't happen either. But then as things went on and you know, it became very evident that Rory McIlroy's never going to catch Tiger's records, not for PGA wins, not for major wins. It's never going to happen. I mean, Rory's been stuck on, you know, what's he stuck on, four majors for the last, you know, since 2014. And Rory's a great player. Rory's made a bunch of money, you know, for think about the amount of money that guy's probably made for winning four major championships. But then Tiger all of a sudden, you know, kind of became more friendly with Rory, although, you know, I wonder where they are now because Rory's off the board of PGA Tour, Tiger's on the board, Rory's softening all his positions. Now you wonder how, you know, kind of where that thing stands right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
In Tiger's defense with Rahm saying that, he ain't going anywhere because he's not even playing golf. Okay, maybe once a month, one tournament, but he played in one and didn't finish, got sick, but it's not likely that, Tiger's not open. He's got to make the PGA Tour the best he can make it because that's where he is. He ain't going anywhere. And I'm sure he's trying to figure out how he can do this, simulator golf league thing, TGL, or, they can get that tent back up and get that thing going. And, he'll cash in there and make some of the money he rightfully deserves for what he's done for the PGA Tour. And I'm talking about Tiger Woods. But his response was always going to be like that. It was never going to change. But I thought John Rahm did a great interview. The points he made about the majors and the Ryder Cup being those are the big events in golf, it's so obvious and clear. And the motivation, the money, and less days. And that's why I keep saying it over and over again. When these PGA Tour players, their ratings are terrible on the PGA Tour. It's horrible, the TV ratings. When these PGA Tour players are talking about the fact that, we don't want these guys to come back on the PGA Tour, I don't understand what these guys are thinking. There is no LIV player that wants to come back on the PGA Tour. The only LIV player that wants to come back on the PGA Tour is some guy that went to the LIV and he didn't play good enough, and now he's stuck without a place to play. But he calculated that in, and he think, you know what? Hey, I gotta take this money when it's there. But there aren't any of those guys who want to come back because there isn't anybody I know on the face of the earth, not one person, that wants to work more and get paid less. There ain't one person. Nope, there isn't one person, and they don't want to come back. All right, that's all I got for you today. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember, if you've got arthritis pain, my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is the best product you can possibly get. Try it out, voodoopainrelief.com, 100% guaranteed. And you will love it, just like everybody who keeps ordering it over and over and over and over again. It's the greatest product there is. YouTube TV, at Hank Haney Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts, you can find me. And, of course, on nofilter.net as well. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your credit card should match your lifestyle. At Kemba Financial Credit Union, choose a card with benefits that work for you. For a limited time, all cards have 2% cash back on purchases and 0% interest on balance transfers for a year. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.